Stage 1, plant. What's working and where do you want to end up? Plant overview. The plant stage is the crux of your pivot, where you'll develop the most leverage for the stages that follow. For this reason, I encourage you to spend more time with this stage than you might think is necessary or than you might have given these subjects in the past. The primary goal of the plant stage is grounding. Rather than aimlessly searching out there or building from scratch, the most successful pivots start from a strong foundation of your core values, a clear understanding of your strengths and interests, and a compelling vision for the future. Without these critical elements, you'll be reading, talking, second-guessing, and analyzing ad nauseum without gaining any traction, a car spinning its wheels in mud. Ignoring your existing assets and looking too far ahead will leave you working hard but stuck in place. Given that earning a living is so closely tied to our most basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter, one of the biggest constraints on a pivot is money. In this stage, you'll also set a strong financial foundation to help inform your pivot timeline. Why start from what's working? According to Tom Rath, author of the book StrengthsFinder 2.0 and accompanying strengths assessment, only one-third strongly agree with the statement, "At work, I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day." Those who do have the opportunity to focus on their strengths every day are 6 times as likely to be engaged in their jobs and more than 3 times as likely to report having an excellent quality of life in general. You've probably found this to be true in your own career. When you invest in what comes naturally and easily to you, in work that makes time fly, your ability to make an impact and enjoy yourself while doing it is exponentially higher. I emphasize what's working because I know you're already tired of what's not working. What isn't working already keeps you up at night. It's what you're venting to friends and family about, and yes, they're getting as sick of it as you are. What's not working is simply not all that helpful, except as an indicator of what you do want. If your mind jumps back to what isn't working as you go through this audiobook, follow up by asking what the opposite would be. What do you want instead? Often the more stuck someone is, the more they tell me what's not working and what they don't want, even when I ask forward-looking questions such as, "What does smashing success look like 1 year from now?" They might reply, "Well, I don't want to feel stuck. I don't like not having time to myself at the end of the day. I hate feeling so stressed out. I don't want to feel like that anymore." Although it seems like they're clear on some aspects of how to move forward, this information is not all that useful. These are shallow clues that don't build a life or a game plan. The positive qualities here might be, success looks like waking up after a full night's sleep, ideally at 6:30 a.m. I would love to start my day meditating, reading, or going for a run. Work energizes me, and I'm collaborating with people in a dynamic, open environment on projects that match my strengths. I get along with my team and have stimulating conversations throughout the day. I head out around 5 p.m. to go for a walk and cook a healthy dinner. I wind down for a few hours by unplugging completely from my devices, except for watching a favorite TV show or two. I head to bed by 10 p.m. unless I'm going out with friends. Which future scenario would motivate you more? Chapter 1, calibrate your compass. What are your guiding principles? What's your happiness formula? The key to the ability to change is a changeless sense of who you are, what you're about, and what you value. Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. When you search for a place to stay on Airbnb, you narrow down the choices with criteria such as price, location, size, and amenities. Your dream room might be someone else's nightmare. Think about your values as life filters, the search criteria that help clarify your priorities. They're rules of thumb for what makes you feel most fulfilled, the core operating principles by which you live your life. Even if you've not yet expressed your values in words, they're already a part of who you are and how you make decisions. In a pivot, your values create boundaries and benchmarks for big decisions. They distill the possibilities of what to pursue, help determine next steps, and reveal how to structure day-to-day activities for maximum happiness and productivity. Making choices that are in line with what's most important to you feels affirming and satisfying, even when those choices are difficult. Acting in ways that feel disingenuous or deflating let you know a value is being suppressed or actively ignored. For example, telling the truth satisfies a value of integrity, even if it risks making another person upset. Telling a lie or staying quiet just to keep the peace does not honor this value, and you end up feeling resentful for